But it all comes down to your lifestyle. It all comes down to the decisions you're making and what you're doing or not doing to be in tune, listen to, and answer your body, right? First and foremost, I'm a father, right? Amen. Business owner, entrepreneur, son of God. But I got a lot of glory to give there because my life has not always been that way.
Hey everyone, you're tuned into the I Am Pain Free podcast. It's a show where we dive into natural therapies and keep us vibrant and away from the medicine cabinet. I'm your host, Rob Renee. And really, we have an awesome guest for you today. Join us is a man of many talents and an incredible journey of transformation and healing. Gentleman's name is Travis Ayla. Have you ever wondered if natural therapies could actually replace your medicine cabinet? Wouldn't that be nice? Tune in to hear Travis Ayla discuss how iCryo is making pharmaceuticals a thing of the past and changing lives through cryotherapy as well as many other modalities. We recently hung out at his amazing cryo facility in Frisco, Texas. I got the grand tour, chatted with his fantastic team. Many of those you will hear in the next episode where I go into some fun details and we have some behind the scenes footage I think you'll enjoy. But really, I saw firsthand the incredible solutions they're offering and got a taste of a number of them. It was really, really fun. So trust me, you'll want to hear all about this journey in today's episode. So hang on, here we go. Hey, it's Rob with I Am Pain Free, and I'm so excited. We have an amazing discussion today. I have Travis Ayla here from, he does a lot of different things. So I'm excited for you to learn his story, but I was able to spend a little bit of time at his facility, one of the facilities that he owns, iCryo, up in Frisco, Texas. And so a portion of this session, you'll see some of the interviews I had with his staff and some of the amazing solutions that they're providing for people. But man, Travis, thanks a lot for letting me be here and doing this interview with me.
Yeah, Rob, appreciate you. Thanks for reaching out. Happy to help.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, the heart of I Am Pain Free is to help people get off of big pharma drugs, right? Yeah. We want to get people off of that, and I love iCryo does the exact same thing. So all of the things that you do are helping people do that, right? Instead of taking drugs, they're getting natural therapies, and so we'll talk about some of those, which will be exciting. But you know, I've been able to get to know Travis over the last few months. And he's an amazing man. And I know a lot about his story. Most of the listeners don't. So I'd love you just to spend a few minutes on, who is Travis, right? And how did you get to here? You have an amazing background, so.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, first and foremost, I'm a father, right? Amen. Business owner, entrepreneur, son of God. I'm obviously
unapologetic
in my faith, right? But I got a lot of glory to give there because my life has not always been that way. I don't want to take up your whole segment with telling my story.
No, it's not, it's an important, but it is an important story. So
yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Because of who you are, right?
Yeah. So my background spans from, grew up in a pretty rough childhood, didn't really have good leadership around me growing up. I sought that out in different ways through team sports. Then I was in the Marine Corps. Then I was a cop, SWAT, undercover detective out of DC, Baltimore area kind of deal. Did very well, made life about accolades, didn't really have a purpose other than being about me.
And accomplishing those next
love me some me at a different time in my life.
But the amazing thing about it is, look at that. You were in the Marine Corps, right? And that's not an easy feat to do that in and of itself. And then being a police officer is not an easy thing in and of itself. And then to be really successful at those is not easy. So you do have drive and determination, regardless, which is
really that's cool. Always been there. It was just the reason for it, right?
Yeah.
So the Marine Corps is an ego thing, right? I was going to go in the military. Well, which one's the best? Because I'm going to go be the best, right? It was about me. Law enforcement accolades, all those things. There was service in there, which is good. But it was also about, I'm going to be the best cop. I'm going to be SWAT. I want all these things you see on TV, right? So the drive, the discipline, the chip on my shoulder's always been there. But at the end of the day, those pursuits were about, who I was. And I had life give me some good perspective around 2015. And I got involved in an accident. Some people lost their lives. I'm still here. They put me down a spiral of really figuring out why I'm here and pushed me towards a focus of figuring out purpose and what was I doing, why was I doing it, and ultimately led me to a life of figuring out whose I was versus who I was.
Nice.
Easiest way to recap that, and the drive and focus and everything stayed there. It just pivoted more to a purpose.
Nice, right? Nice.
How I could be a conduit for God to do work on the earth in a lot of ways. That's, I ultimately pivoted away from law enforcement after all that stuff got cleared and I was back on the road. I just, again, new perspective in life, had a little girl on the way, decided to really pursue, like, what does the legacy look like?
Right.
What am I leaving behind? What, you know?
Why are we here?
Correct. Yeah. Like, did a practice of writing your obituary, if you've ever done that. Like,
yikes.
What does that look like? What am I really leaving behind? What's on that gravestone between the dates, that dash? What does it mean, right?
That really scares a lot of people.
It does.
Right? When you literally sit down and write them, you're like, man, you feel useless.
Yep.
Right? Which is not what any of us are. So don't want people to feel that way. But just that exercise is a tough one because you just like, geez, what am I leaving, right? Maybe I'm leaving nothing, right? And you're leaving a lot, so don't ever let yourself tell yourself that. But just that exercise is an eye-opening one. So
yeah. I definitely implore that all the time. If you haven't done it, do it. Just be ready for what you're going to write.
Yeah,
it's eye-opening, and then what we do with that realization afterwards is what's important.
Yeah.
So really decided to make a pivot, and I've always been a risk-reward person. I put that in play, got into sales and entrepreneurship, and I've had some success. Obviously, there's the iCryo side of things.
Yeah.
That's turned into having a management company and coaching, consulting, and picking up a lot of conversations on helping small business owners,
nice,
building teams, mergers and acquisitions on other franchise locations, and just building a portfolio while also coaching and consulting on the other side,
nice,
focusing on like just helping men break through shame and imposter syndrome and all those things that I definitely have walked through.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how to really focus on what success looks like for you. And yeah, it's been a fun journey.
That's amazing. So is that what are you doing, more of the coaching or more of the actual, you know, ownership of the iCryo? Or is it, do you have more than those two major areas?
So it's a pivot right now. So
okay.
I've gotten the business to a point where it's autonomous. I built
a
pretty good team.
Nice.
I work on it, not in it.
There you go.
And let control of that pass on, and really trying to dive deeper into the coaching and consulting side of it.
Nice.
Obviously, I have a very big role in the board and decision making and whatnot with the portfolio of businesses that we're bringing in.
Right.
So I stay there. But even in that side of things, I really focus on, like, my best and highest use is not the day-to-day stuff. I'm good at it. Jack of all trades, obviously the business has got what they were, but my best and highest use is really leadership development, just building the relationships and challenging people out of their comfort zones and not into their panic zones, and really just how to level growth around the company with the people that want to step up, right? So it allows me to do that both in the business and out of the business,
okay,
in the coaching side of things. But building those systems and teams and templates, and really hinging on the things I learned in the military and law enforcement on scalability, on cross-training, and making sure everybody knows when to lead, when to follow, and
right,
is able to pick up and do everything, has just put us in a really good spot, bringing on even better people and putting good teams together of just taking businesses that aren't being successful. And on average, we double revenue in 60 days.
Nice.
And
gotta like that.
Make it passive for those business owners that are really more self-employed.
Right.
And it's a win.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That sounds awesome. So what made you, like, with iCryo, mm-hmm, you know, with the focus on, my focus obviously is just helping people relieve pain, right?
Sure.
Get rid of chronic pain. And your facility is amazing with the cryotherapy and the infrared therapy and all the other things that we'll talk about, you know, when we show those segments. But, you know, why did you decide initially when you were getting into the health space, why did you do that?
So what's great about all this is, like, we have the same mission, right? Helping people be pain-free, especially chronic. Obviously, we're referring to the physical side.
Correct.
But it really all comes down to the mental aspects and, you know, where we're causing ourselves pain.
Yeah, right? From our decisions, the mental and spiritual aspects.
Emotional, all of it, right? It's all super. It's important. All interwoven.
Yeah, for sure.
Even in this conversation, talking about the physical stuff is going to ultimately come back to the decisions we're making, right?
Yeah.
So, yep. Love to play in that side of life. With iCryo specifically, I knew the founder of the brand.
Okay.
Really good friends, Kyle Jones.
Awesome.
And I got to watch that whole thing kind of grow.
Did you? Okay,
I had
cool.
a passion for health and wellness.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you can see, this guy's an amazing specimen.
I appreciate it. I actually have not always been a great specimen. I grew up, I was asthmatic since I was 15 months old.
Wow.
I was pronounced dead twice before I was four.
You're kidding me. No. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I breathing treatments growing up. I had a nebulizer in the morning.
Wow.
I had to keep one at school for lunchtime. And then in the evening when I was at home, I was that kid playing football and any sport I could play, just hitting the inhaler.
Right.
Every so often. So, and I was really skinny, scrawny dude.
Really?
Yeah, most of my life was about 160 pounds.
Wow.
Just like lanky, skinny.
I was bigger than you.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Again, back to the decisions we make.
Right? Yeah, that's right. That's
so, right. With that being said, I grew up on prescriptions.
Okay.
I grew up on prednisone and Allegra and all these different things while treating symptoms, the actual causes.
Right.
And man, obviously,
it's just amazing how one of the researches I was doing as part of my life in research and pain is out of the seniors today, they're taking over 15 prescriptions in a year period.
Yep.
And then my brother was at one of the senior care facilities in Texas. He went and talked to the director. He says, not only do they take like 15 in a year, he says, at my facility, they're taking 15 a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different prescriptions. It's just horrible, right? You watch the TV commercials and you see the list of side effects that they do after the fact. And of course, you end up getting some of those side effects. And then you go to a specialist to get cure you of that problem, and you take another one, right? And it just becomes this whole prescription medicine, you know, problem that we just need to cure. We need to fix it. So I need people like you to continue to do your awesome work, and we need to help people.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Again, you mentioned the word cure, right? So a lot of this is just treating symptoms and sick care, not health care, right?
Well, that's what our unfortunately our whole medical system is based on,
right?
But nowadays, we need to change that.
Hey, it's not profitable to get you healthy.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Yeah, so that obviously created a passion over time. You know, my mom did her best to try to manage the fact. You know, she watched me. You're pronounced dead twice, right?
Yeah, so, smoke.
She's doing her best to balance the fact of you need to take your inhalers and these medications and whatnot because she doesn't want that to happen.
Right, right. And of course, the doctors are going to say he needs this and this, right? And most of us do. We listen to that, right? Yeah.
Meanwhile, I buck the system on everything.
Sounds like a common theme.
Yeah. But it's... definitely been my personality. I'm allergic to shellfish. I still ate shellfish.
And did you?
Just dealt with it, right? And I wasn't, you know, a lot of endurance and activity-induced asthma. I made sure I was in every activity. So I had this belief that if I just continue living a lifestyle, it'll eventually take care of itself.
Wow.
And it eventually did. Like my asthma got to a point where, you know, I use a rescue inhaler maybe once every... quarter.
Wow, really? That's amazing.
So no medications on that aspect.
That's fantastic.
And that whole journey of watching, you know, myself get off of prescriptions, but also other family members going on more prescriptions and living sedentary lifestyles and seeing the contrast really created that passion.
Good for you.
And I was doing sales and making a very good living in outside sales and energy efficiency and started my own business and was doing very well there. But I was crawling around attics in DFW middle of summer. Like, there's not really a passion there.
Yeah, that's hot.
So, made enough money one year to jump on the iCryo bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Had just so much alignment. Everything made sense and figured out the whole success behind the business. And we've been running since.
That's amazing.
And it's fruitful both business-wise, but what's really cool is just the testimonies and the lifestyle that you see people living and the changes and their pain, their changes in their quality of life, their changes in, you know, cognitive function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had guests everywhere from children with autism to cancer patients to, like, you know, range. Not saying I'm curing anything,
right.
Just saying when people make different decisions in their lives, you get to see a lot of the outcome. So
that's awesome.
Fun to watch.
That's awesome. What are, you know, I know the one of the things we talked about was one of the patients with, I can't remember if it was asthma, but it was, I'll have to go back and look at it. It was an amazing story. But what are, you know, some of the stories, you know, give us another story that of someone that's, you know, you've really helped with the company.
Sure. So, I mean, we've seen guests come in and go into remission with all the decisions they're making, which one of us is, or one of those things is incorporating a different lifestyle, right? So that's all iCryo is at the end of the day. It's elevating your lifestyle. These are things that you do to change your lifestyle, to, you know, change all kinds of functional impacts on your life. And, you know, pain really boils down to inflammation, right? So something as simple as cryotherapy, which targets inflammation, the whole center targets inflammation.
Right, as we talked about, could be the pain literally just could be because your brain is telling you that you're in pain, right? But a lot of times, inflammation is definitely one of the biggest problems.
We can talk ourselves into bad health.
It's crazy. So with the inflammation, does it, have you had a, you know, somebody who had really bad inflammation and, you know, like iCryo helped them? Any good examples of that?
Yeah, so we had a guest once that came in. She was in such a inflamed state that she couldn't walk in unassisted.
Oh, wow.
And when giving her an IV, like, we couldn't even allow her to sit. Like, she just couldn't move. And she was in that much of pain.
Ouch.
And she came in, she's like, just sign me up for everything, right? Let's just, I need to really figure make some changes in my life. And she, over time, like, when I say we gave her that IV, she was shuffling around the center, just staying standing for the whole IV because she couldn't really do much, and sitting down was just painful.
All right.
I'll fast forward about 4 months. Over that time period, full mobility, pain was going away, just energy, everything was going up, and she disappeared.
Wow, really?
Like, we stopped seeing her. She was, I mean, we'd see her 3 or 4 times a day on Sundays.
Wow.
And remember the team and myself asked, like, where is Renee? I haven't seen her in forever.
Right.
And I ran into her at a sporting event, actually. It was a networking deal.
Okay.
And I heard my name get screamed from across the room. And I look over and here she comes running. She's running at full sprint.
You're kidding
me. Hey, Travis, I haven't seen you in forever. I'm like, yeah, where you been? She's like, I got my life back.
Oh,
I actually got back to work and I've been traveling and I've been doing all this. I need to come back in. I know, like, I need to not, like, things aren't fixed. I got to keep this up. She goes, but I've been able to actually live life and it's been so exciting. And I can't wait to come back. And yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's transformational, right? Yeah, it's so neat that you've made that such of a difference in a person's life where a lot of people in chronic pain, they literally, it hurts so much. They don't want to go play with their grandchildren. They don't want to go outside. They don't want to go walk and, you know, their dog. And it's just not, some of the things with our company have been similar, right? With our pain patches. We just, one of the stories that I love to share is, woman who had been in multiple car accidents, had problems with her spinal cord, had multiple surgeries, and just literally was like at the point where I'm in so much constant pain that I think I'm going to go into an assisted care facility. And she started using our pain patches, and it was like the pain was going away. And she's like, I can walk my dog. You know, she loved her dog, right? She can go see her friends. She can live life again. Like this, that lady running to you, I can just see that. That's just like, the story is so cool, right?
Those are the things that really matter, right?
Is, yeah.
You can say your back pain, you know, come in and my back hurts. Cool. Well, talk to me about that. Like, what's that limiting you from? Well, the pain has really not allowed me to pick up my kid and throw him in the air and play with him and you know, do these things. Like, that's the true pain point.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't fix those things, then really, it dives into shame. It dives into people feeling like they're a burden or they're not showing up. And so the pain goes much further than the physical, right?
Yeah.
And it all ties together, like we were saying. So love what we do over there, but it's more fruitful to see how it ties in everything else and just unlocks people in so many ways.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, the stuff you're doing is obviously super amazing. Now, one of the things that I was joking about earlier is I said, hey, I want to go into the cryotherapy, you know, machine, and we'll show you a video of that cryotherapy machine and the fog that comes out when they open the door. And I'm like, hey, if I can get the guns of Travis by doing cryotherapy, I'm going to do it every day. Yeah, but I don't think that's going to work. But
hey,
maybe someday. There you go.
Recovery is a big part of the training that people miss.
There you go.
Recovery is more important than the training you're doing, to be honest.
Okay, so, there you go.
Yeah, it ties to it.
There you go.
You just have to do all the other work.
I actually have to lift weights on these little scrawny arms.
It's a consistency thing. But
that's funny.
Yeah, truly mixing in recovery does grow things faster.
That makes sense. That makes total sense. And the team at your place was just phenomenal. So I mean, they really care about people, and they really want to.
That is the definition of success over there. It's not me. So it's the team for sure.
The team is amazing. So if you're ever in Frisco, Texas, go to iCryo in Frisco. And do you have other facilities? Are you opening others up?
So we have one in Frisco right now, and have one in Scottsdale.
Oh, awesome.
So, I had to pause for a minute. I've had a few and I've exited a few. So
okay, gotcha.
We're getting ready to acquire a few more.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Excited. Yeah, so stay tuned. Yeah. it's a lot of fun. Well, if you had like a secret or a magic pill or a, not a magic pill, but if Travis Ayles said, somebody came to you and said, hey, I have a lot of chronic pain, mm-hmm. right? What would you recommend as a first step for people?
Really? And it's counterintuitive to say this versus saying, like, here, you know, go try cryo or red light or whatnot. Because if I'm being completely honest, it doesn't matter if you don't get to the root problem, which is the mindset, right? Mm-hmm. And is the discipline. It is, why do you have the chronic pain? You have this pain, that pain, what have you. But it all comes down to your lifestyle. It all comes down to the decisions you're making and what you're doing or not doing to be in tune, listen to, and answer your body, right? So I would start by saying, let's identify why you are where you are and then reverse engineer it back, right? So what are the things that you need to change in your life to address the root cause?
Right.
And then in that interim, you can use things like cryotherapy, red light therapy, IV infusions, vitamin shots, like the whole list goes on, to aid your recovery process and aid your rehab to that state. But if you don't make any changes to the root cause, you're just going to be on the hamster wheel, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's akin to somebody saying, well, how do I get in shape? It's like, well, first let's talk about why you're not in shape.
Right.
There's no pill. I can give you these workouts. We can talk diet, all these things.
My guns aren't just going to grow, are they?
But if we're not being disciplined about our workouts and we're not talking about what our goals are going to be and why we're not achieving them, then the diet and the workouts and stuff doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So on the flip side, it is the same with like recovery and wellness. Yeah. Let's figure out why we're not well in the first place.
Right.
And then let's pick the things that go in place with it. Now, to tie that to recommendations with iCryo that are very simple, like a decision of, I do not do well with taking pills regularly because of childhood, I just told you. Like, I hate to eat those, even if it's vitamins and whatnot. I could take a whole bunch of them, but one, I have to keep up with it and I have to sort them and do all that nonsense. Yeah, I'm not keeping a timer on
some of them. This is like,
I'm not an organized person. I just want to like show up, be done. Like, I'd rather do the hard thing than the consistent thing.
Right.
So, for example, in that scenario, it's better for me to do IVs.
Okay.
Like, I do several IVs a month.
Okay.
I hate needles. Terrified of them.
It's
one, like, I hate the cold and I hate needles.
And you own that. You own iCryo.
But
that's awesome.
I have no problem doing hard things and standing up to things that I don't enjoy. So I know I will not get what I need if I go the supplement route and the pills route. One, for a lot of reasons of bioavailability and all these things. But just my discipline, I know my weakness there. So how do I counteract that? I just deal with my fear of needles and I go get IVs.
Okay.
Then I only need one a week versus trying to figure out things daily, right?
Pills every day.
So that's the suggestion I make with people. Let's figure out, like, what is it that is holding you back?
Right.
And then let's figure it out, right? Contrast therapy, cryotherapy, like, they all have their benefits.
Yeah.
But we're not a one-stop shop. So people come in all the time and we'll tell them, like, it doesn't matter. We can't give you a price, can't give you a recommendation or anything until we sit down and we talk about you.
Because
we're not going to give you a solution that's not tailored to what is actually going to help you and what, not only what can help you, but like, we're going to ask you questions like, how much time can you commit to this? How close is it for you? Like, what is your budget?
Right.
Like, we're going to put a solution together that is going to empower you to be able to follow through and be consistent to get results. Otherwise, we're going to tell you you're wasting your time.
Right.
Like, if you came in and said, I just want to do one cryo session, we're honestly going to tell you no.
Yeah, so thanks.
We're not going to sell it to you. Not because we're arrogant, but because, like, we'll tell you we're not, that's not going to do you any good. So, love to take your money, but
we're not going to.
We're not serving you.
Yeah, we're not helping you. Yeah.
Correct. Like, the store down the street will.
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you want to pay, like, that's fine. What we do want to do is give you a value and give you something that's going to work and you're not wasting your money, right?
Yeah. makes total sense. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the I Am Pain Free community?
No, I mean, I really think the hardest thing for people to realize, like, somebody says, I want to be pain free, like, it starts with me, right? It really is. There's no external factors. There's no, if this was different than that, if so-and-so this, like, it literally comes down to the decisions you're making, and pain is connected in all those mental, spiritual, physical, in so many different ways. Yeah. Our negative self-talk, our actions, our lack of action, our lack of movement, all these things tied together, we feel the pain.
Right.
But, it may feel in our elbow, but it may radiate from the shoulder blade, right? Yeah. So life is that way. So it's always more than just the pain I'm feeling. It all gets connected down to, like, the decisions you're making. So that'd be the biggest piece, I would say, is it's going to come down to decisions you're making to figure out the source. It's also going to come down to decisions you're making to figure out the solution, because there's no such thing as a quick fix.
Right, right. Amen.
The only quick fix would be the pills that we're trying to get you to stop taking.
Right, right. So we're going to get you off of those, and we're going to get you healthy. So thanks for listening. And Travis, what a pleasure.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
God bless you.
Thanks.
If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit impainfree.com. Super easy, impainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the Triple B Blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, like I mentioned, go to iampainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.